Joining me now is one of my great friends, but certainly one of the very best in this business of NFL analysis. He is from SiriusXM NFL Radio. He's from CBS Sports. He is the one and only Pat Kerwin. Pat, welcome back to the show.
Vic, always great to be with you day and night. We enjoyed a little time last night to talk about this Senior Bowl. I think it's one of the best Senior Bowls we've had. I think Phil Savage has done a great job of bringing in really good talent. So I know the coaches I've talked to are extremely pleased to be here and have a chance to see the kind of kids that are on that field.
All right, let's break that down. What is jumping out at you to make you say that the talent is so rich here?
A couple positions that just strike me. First of all, there's some intriguing players at defensive end pass rusher. The kid from SMU, we had a 6'8" kid who came to this country in 2009, Hunt. He was the world junior shot put discus thrower, so you already know that he can move his feet in a short area. He demonstrates that when he gets in his football stance. He blocks 17 kicks in college with an 82.5-inch wingspan. And all those things lead you to want to watch him, and then he looks like a football player on the field, right. And you know it's all still ahead of him. He'll play pro football at 300 pounds and look skinny doing it.
That's amazing. And, you know, I'm glad you bring that up because that's a position you can look at for the Cleveland Browns as being certainly one of need to have that kind of pass rusher, whether he comes in the form of a D lineman or an outside linebacker.
Yeah, and he is going to be, and he's the talk of a lot of the defensive line coaches because they know it's all ahead of him. And I had Greg Robinson study him for a whole day, and he just said he's got natural bend in his ankles, natural bend in his knees. Coaches love that stuff. It means he can adjust his height. He doesn't have to play like a stork and get blocked all the time. He can flex himself and get under people, which is pretty impressive for a 6'8 guy. But when he wants to be 6'8 and block a pass, he can do that as well. So there's one of the kids. Dayton Jones, UCLA. What I like about that guy is he's the only guy that I saw get Eric Fisher, who I think is the best player at the Senior Bowl, the tackle from Central Michigan. Mm-hmm. He beat him on a conversion rush from speed to power, and it was very impressive to see him do it. Then Greg Robinson once again goes back and stays with him for a whole practice, and guess what? He says, I like him better inside. He's 280 pounds. He can play over a guard or he can play over a tackle. So you got a lot of versatility in him. He's another guy to keep your eye on.
Right. And we referenced Greg Robinson. Of course, he's a former NFL defensive coordinator, been with the Denver Broncos, defensive coordinator at Texas, former head coach at Syracuse University, and a guy who definitely knows his stuff when it comes to defenders. How about the corner position, another area of need for the Browns?
I got some notes because I did them all this morning, and it was, you know, it's hard to watch a lot of guys. And one thing that happened in the South practice today, they only had three corners practicing and only three safeties. Everybody else was on the side, bumped and bruised. Hopefully they'll make it back to the game. But while I was out there, the kid Alford from Southeast Louisiana,
right,
tremendous prospect, can play the ball. Well, he's a good bunt guy. What I mean by that is when the receiver goes up for the ball with two hands, he's got a real knack of getting his hand in between and knocking the balls out.
Okay.
He'll steal an interception when he can get one, but if he can't get to it, I saw him on a fade route, take it away from a big receiver. I saw him on a slant route, get underneath and bounce. So he's got that. The little kid from William & Mary, B.W. Webb.
Yes.
This is Asante Samuel reincarnated. He's a cover two. So if your defense is going to be playing a lot of cover two, this is a great off-cover guy. He likes to line up about 6 yards off the receivers, play zone, but he's got this great ability to close back on the ball and spike the ball out of there. So if you like Asante Samuel's game, you're going to like the kid from William & Mary.
It seems that, and you and I have also talked about this off-air, a lot of athleticism among these defensive players. When you think of Ray Horton as the new defensive coordinator for the Browns, he's going to incorporate those kinds of players. I mean, everybody wants athletes, but I think versatile athletes fit the scheme that Ray Horton would probably play, which is, I mean, it's 3-4 in general concept, but a lot of hybrid.
And your secondary coach is going to be Louis Cioffi, who was my intern.
Right.
So I know Louis, and I know what Louis is looking for. All the way back to the Jets.
Jets, yes.
So, and he's a very good secondary coach. What did I see from the safeties? I saw three safeties. The kid from Alabama, I'll just turn to my notes on those guys because Robert Lester, a guy I studied, Wilcox I studied, and Sean Williams from Georgia I studied. All three of them, to me, have more strong safety skills. And what do I mean by that? They love coming up in the run game, and they're physical, and they're all in the 215-pound range. I thought all three of them struggled a little bit on air in the deep middle. So if you're going to watch the game, I'm going to watch just for that because everything else has been answered for me.
Mm-hmm.
They can play half field and cover two. They're fine there. But if they're asked to be the deep middle player, that's what they're going to have to show me Saturday. I'm so glad I'm staying and watch the game.
Yeah, you're going to be broadcasting that game as an analyst for SiriusXM NFL Radio. He is Pat Kerwin SiriusXM and also CBS Sports. Check out his great analysis on CBSSports.com. And you're going to be working with that crew at the Super Bowl in New Orleans next week as well. Busy, busy man. Quarterbacks are going to get a lot of discussion, some uncertainty about where the position stands this year, certainly as opposed to last year. And again, it's a topic of discussion in Cleveland because Browns fans want to know, is there a potential replacement for Brandon Whedon if, in fact, Rob Chudzinski goes that way?
Well, beware when you come to this game, because I've left here many years saying, that kid's a developmental project. So tell you what I know. Kaepernick was on my list of, it's going to take years for this guy to be ready. He played poorly in the game. He's in the Super Bowl now.
Yeah.
So how? What system do they fit in? How are you going to play him? Jimmy Harbaugh has developed him nicely. Joe Flacco was here, and he looked like a kid from Delaware most of the week. He looked like he was trying to find his way into the big boy game. But, you know, another guy that I thought was going to take a couple of years, he's in the Super Bowl as well. So I come this year with an open mind about the quarterbacks. I like the Wilson kid from Arkansas. He had a bigger hitch in his passing game. We were talking to Phil Savage about this the other day, and that's cleaned up. The ball's coming out of his hand pretty quick. He's pretty good on the move. I would liken his skills more to a Christian Ponder type, that you there's enough athleticism that he can move around and do some things. I think Landry Jones is a guy that was beat up a little bit by the football media coverage. But he's here, and I think his stock is going up. You just watch him throw the ball. He can hit every spot on the football field. And the ball's coming. I'd like a little faster on the release, but I think his stock is going up because of it. After that, I'm going to get fooled by somebody because I don't like the other ones before the third or fourth round.
Pat, when we look also at a position that was a greater need, I think, before Josh Gordon arrived as a supplemental pick for the Browns, but still a need, wide receiver. Can a good one be found in this draft? Are there any ones that stand out to you from the senior?
Today was another good day for that. I like to wait on the receivers till late in the week because when they take the pads off, the linemen are going to do nothing here on Thursday and Friday.
Right.
So you got to do those guys early. Today was a good day for me with the receivers. The Baylor kid, Williams, tremendous. Now, there are no 6'4", no 6'5" receivers here. So if you're looking for that guy, this game's not going to provide that. Going to provide a lot of the 6'2", 210-pounders. I thought he was very good. And the Oregon State kid as well. I liked him, Wheaton. Those two kids, to me, jumped off the page. They had a deep ball drill the other day, and the Oregon State kid, they simply couldn't overthrow him. And he could close on a ball that was really looked like an uncatchable, and he was able to close and get it more like a baseball center fielder.
What are some of your general expectations from this Browns team now that you know who's in place as a head coach and Rob Chudzinski, North Turner offensive coordinator, Ray Horton as the defensive coordinator? As you look at the general feel for the people, the head coach and the top lieutenants, what's your feel for what this team will look like?
Well, first off, they're getting the dividend bonus check of 100 starts by rookies. That's just money in the bank. So they're going to get players that are not wide-eyed with no time on the field. They've played and they've battled. You look at the record, you can look at that all you want. These guys, your team played right to the wire every week. So I know they're tough and I know they have experience. I think Norv's going to love Brandon Whedon.
Why?
Because he's going to see a guy that's a play-action pass guy that's got the strength in the arm to get the ball down the field. Norv is going to be a lot of play-action pass, or if you're big running back, pull the ball out and hit the 18-yard dig route. And, you know, go back to the old Dallas days.
Yeah.
You know, and I see all that, and I think Whedon can handle it. And you watch as the weeks go on, we'll hear positive reports from Norv about him. That'll be my bet.
Interesting. Pat, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, my friend.
He is Pat Kerwin from CBS Sports and also SiriusXM NFL Radio, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.